while he's been still one of the best in the National League, he's been much more gettable here of late. Trying to wiggle out of trouble again. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He did it. Slider struck out Monasterio, and the inning is over. Andrew struck out twice to end an inning with two on. Brewers threaten, but they've already left five. Pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Corbin Burns going back to work when you come back for the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers, the summer volleyball leagues, and simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all you can eat Friday fish fry, deep fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all you can eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin. Serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Never leave home plate hungry when you visit Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin. Center on over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, an oven-baked or breaded cod on Friday. Sit at the bar and enjoy the game or dine in their expanded dining area, or call 715-769-3509 and order a pizza today. From Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D.
Toby Keith.
Miranda Lambert.
Brad Paisley.
Seth Brown Band.
We play them all!
98Q Country.
Top of the order for Chicago against Corbin Burns. We go to the bottom of the third. It's still 1-0 Cubs. Mike Tauchman. He'll be followed by Nico Horner, Ennie, and Happ. And Burns ready to go back to work. Against the left-handed hitter, he delivers strike one. Came through the back door. Right on the outside corner with a cutter. Tauchman grounded out to third to begin Burns' outing. Stretch in the 0-1. Tried to check on one low, and he did, says James Hoy, the umpire at third. 1-1. Journeyman Mike Tauchman, 32-year-old veteran who's found a home with the Cubs this year. The 1-1 pitch. Ground ball hit back up the middle. Tough play to Rang. He gets it on a backhand. Throws off balance, and he got the out at first. What a play again. Bryce Terang. Off the bat, you thought no chance, especially against a guy who can run a little bit in Mike Tauchman. Just the range to get to the ball was impressive. Sprinting over to his right. As mentioned, he picked it with a backhand. And then how about that bullet of a throw off balance to get him by a half a step? You can't do it any better. One out for Nico Horner, who fouls the first pitch straight back.
There are second basemen in this league that don't get to that ball on their feet. They might get to it, but they got to dive for it, and they've got no chance to get the out. Terang made that play look fairly simple, and it was not.
Anything but. 0-1 skips into Nico Horner.
He's just so smooth and so rangy, and his balance is always, that's always the underrated part of any kind of play like that, is the balance and footwork it takes to make that play.
Horner was hit by a pitch, later scored the game's only run. He swings through a curveball and is behind Corbin 1-2. I said last night after Bryce made a diving play to his left, but I think he's got a chance to win a gold glove as a rookie.
Yep. He deserves to.
Yeah, and nothing will change my mind on that. 1-2 pitch. Lifted foul and into the seats down the right field line by Horner. becomes so indispensable to the defense that even in the periods of the season where his offense has slumped a little bit, Craig Counsell can't take Bryce Durang out of the lineup. Corner's a tough out. Burns tries to put him away. 1-2. Swing ground ball to second. Routine this time for Bryce Durang. He's right there to field and throw. And Horner out number two. Ho-hum. Time to get you a professional driver's safe driving tip from Schneider's. They remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. It's the law, and it can save your life. Thank you to Schneider's. 1-0 Cubs, bottom third, and here comes Ian Happ. He's got the only Chicago hit. First pitch, low, ball one on a changeup. Happ doubled into left center field in the first. That's the biggest reason the Cubs got a run later. Bases empty and two out, the 1-0. Happ took outside corner. Backdoor cutter again, 1-1. The only other time that Burns pitched against the Cubs this season was opening day, right on this mound, March 30th. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. A curveball that fooled Happ. It's 1-2. That was, if you can believe it, 5 months ago, exactly tomorrow. Opening day. Now he faces them in a big game. 5 months hence. 1-2. Happ swings and misses. Blew him away with a fastball up and in. And it's a 1-2-3 for Corbin for the first time tonight. Ortho ASAP. You can start healing faster with them. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Burns with three Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Moving on to the fourth, 1-0 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob on Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
The scoreless third inning that Corbin Burns just put up. Brought to you by Carbless, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. A premium ready-to-drink cocktail, no carbs, no sugar, with a variety of flavors available at American Family Field for you to enjoy, or grab Carbless at your local grocer. Less is more. Thanks for being with us from Wrigley under the lights. It is 1-0 Cubs as we move into the fourth inning. And Justin Steele getting ready to face 6, 7, and 8 in the Brewers lineup. Beginning with Joey Weimer, who hits one on the ground to short. Moving to his left, Dansby Swanson gobbles up the first hop. And Dansby makes a perfect throw to get Weimer by about a step and a half. A one pitch out. And Justin Steele is happy to get that. He had thrown 67 pitches to get through three laborious innings. Now it's Victor Caratini. Hit a line drive right off of Steele's thigh for an infield hit. Came back in the second. Here he takes ball one. It was a direct hit. 1-0. Low, it's 2-0 on the Brewers catcher. It looked like at the time Steele was in a lot of pain. And you wonder if it's going to tighten up on him as the outing goes on, but so far he's been able to pitch through it. Caratini bounces the 2-0 foul wide of third, and it's 2-1. Playing under the lights. Sun has completely set. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball that was in on the inner third, but still in the strike zone. Victor took a hack at it and missed. It's 2-2. Game two of this big three-game series at Wrigley. Brewers looking to win 10 consecutive games and clinch a series victory over the Cubs. They trail 1-0. The 2-2 pitch is lashed foul opposite way into the seats, right field side. Have had the better chances. 2-2 pitch is chopped right into the dirt of the batter's box. A foul ball to keep Caratini alive. Five hits and a walk. Six base runners through three innings, but Steele's been able to wiggle out of trouble. Third start of the year against the Brewers. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider. He strikes out Caratini. That is the fifth punch out for Justin Steele. Two gone in the fourth. And Bryce Terang coming to the plate. Why is Justin Steele perhaps the odds-on favorite at the moment to win the Cy Young? Well, he is second in the league in wins and in earned run average. Pitch coming to Bryce Terang is a strike with a slider. 14-3 this year. And a 2-8-0 coming in. No one coming. Bryce pops it in the air into right center. Moving over is Suzuki, but he'll be called off by the center fielder, Tuchman. He went to his left, made the catch in the gap, inning over. First time tonight, Steele retires the side in order. Corbin Burns will try to keep matching the zeros as we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Chicago still on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Saving money in your next exterior stain project with 11% off everything at Menards. Try Cabot Premium Stains and Finishes for unbeatable quality and protection against weathering for your exterior wood surfaces. Australian Timber Oil provides translucent, rich color and dimension to decks, siding, railings, and outdoor furniture. A gallon of Australian Timber Oil is $49.98, plus save 11%. Good through September 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. Bottom of the fourth, Corbin Burns to face Cody Bellinger to lead off. It's 1-0 Cubs. And Bellinger drove home the only run of the game with a ground out back in the first inning. Seventh run batted in against the Brewers this season for Cody. The first pitch from Burns is cutter that misses low. Dansby Swanson and Seiya Suzuki will follow Bellinger. Corbin's retired six in a row. 1-0 pitch. Strike with a curveball that just clipped the outside corner. 79-mile-an-hour curve. Little bit of a rocky start, but Burns appears to have settled in and found the goods. Swing and a miss. Another curveball, and Bellinger hacking over the top. He's behind 1-2. Corbin working in sync with Caratini as the sign he wants. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive right field. Tyrone Taylor's right there, though. Just a few steps over to his right. He makes the catch. Hard hit by Bellinger, but it hung up for Taylor, and there's one away. Dansby Swanson grounded out with a runner at third base his first time up. That ended the first inning. Guy who's done a lot of damage against the Brewers earlier this season is Swanson. First pitch. Slider, strike on the inside corner, just barely caught it. Nothing in one. Well, you figured this would be a really good pitching matchup, and that's the way it's turned out. 1-0 Cubs, 0-1 pitch, down and away. A slider, that one well off the plate. Ball and a strike on Dansby. These are two very hot offenses coming in. The saying is, good pitching always beats good hitting. Not always, but line drive base hit. Dansby Swanson is aboard on a clean single into left. Yelich throws it in. He's got a one-out single. That's the reason you always love having a good amount of horses as starting pitchers when you get into the postseason. You're going to face great hitters, but you always feel like if you got a guy like Corbin Burns or the Cubs, I'm sure thinking if we've got Justin Steele, we got the advantage no matter who we're pitching against. One on one out for Seiya Suzuki, who walked in his first at bat. Pitch by Burns is lifted foul into the seats, second level on the first base side.
Well, in the postseason, feels like every out is so much harder to get, too. And so, even when you have those horses in your rotation, sometimes it's 4 1/3 instead of 6 1/3. Just because the nature of what the postseason grinds you down with.
0-1 pitch. Ground ball towards third. Could be two. Monasterio fields to second one. Terang relay. Two indeed. Around the horn, a double play. 5-4-3. And that is why, when you get to the playoffs, you go with the horses in the starting rotation, and then you bring in the thoroughbreds out of the bullpen.
That's right.
And Corbin Burns really good tonight thus far. Through four innings, he has permitted just two hits. We're headed into the fifth. It is a 1-0 Chicago lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at AnnexWealth.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor led, specializing in you.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Corbin Burns rolling up a double play to get out of the fourth unscathed. That's another $100 donated to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Thank you to the award-winning law firm of Hupie and Abraham. Visit Hupie.com to speak with their legal team. Voted best, rated best, year after year. Ready to go in the fifth is Justin Steele. 1-0 Cubs, and here is Liam Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Tyrone Taylor takes outside of the slider. It's 1-0. Steele's thrown 78 pitches. Getting closer and closer to the end of his night as Tyrone pops this up foul and out of play. And it's 1-1 on Tyrone Taylor. Steele has been all the way up to 110 pitches. That was back on August the 6th against Atlanta. Here's a high fly ball deep left field. Happ is tracking it back onto the warning track at the IV. Jumps up, makes the catch, and bangs into the wall in the process. How the basket didn't grab that, I'll never know. Those balls like that, that come down right up against the wall, that's what that basket usually grabs. It was a high, towering shot. And I don't know how the basket didn't grab that ball. Oh, man. Tough luck for the crew. Tyrone almost rode that one out of here. One away for Christian Yelich. First pitch to Christian is a swing and a miss at a slider down and away. It's 0-1. Those are the breaks that have been going the Brewers' way here recently. As they trail 1-0, the pitch hit foul and out of play into the second deck down the third baseline. It's 0-2 on Yelich.
I think last night that's way out of here.
I would agree. Last night that is maybe on Waveland Avenue. 0-2 pitch. Yelich sprays it foul above the Cubs dugout. Everybody ducking over there. Yelich with a smirk into that Cubs dugout as he was catching a little grief from his adversaries. 0-2 pokes this one foul. Just a little bit late on that slider. And only thing he could really do is try to serve it that direction. Still 0-2 on Yelich. Steele looks in. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Bouncer, but foul at the third baseline. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. No balls and two strikes on Yelich, the pitch. And he was able to lay off that slider down and away. 1-2. Two pitch, swing and a miss. Finally got him to chase the slider off the plate. There's two away in the Brewers half of the fifth. Strikeout number 5 for Steele. Make that 6 for Steele. And there's two down for William Contreras. Contreras has extended his hitting streak to 9 games already tonight. With a single to right back in the third. And he takes a fastball on the low inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Contreras has been swinging it so well. Batting average up to 280 now for William. As he takes high with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Cubs with a 1-0 advantage. Brewers have had base runners all over throughout the course of the night. 1-1, swing and a miss, and a good slider in on that back foot. And it's 1-2. William will use his timeout and back out of the box for a moment. Now he's ready to resume. Crowd making some noise here at Wrigley. 1-2 pitch. Able to the check. They appeal to first. He held back on that breaking ball down and in. And the count levels to 2 balls and 2 strikes on Contreras. We told you, Contreras has had major success against lefties this year. 2-2. Rolls this one foul up the third baseline, and he spoils another one. He is hanging tough in this at-bat. Steals up over 90 pitches now. He's at 91. Nobody working in that Cubs bullpen, though. He threw exactly 100 pitches in his last start at Pittsburgh. Got a no decision in what was a 5-4 Cubs win. 2-2. Missed outside. That is a quality take by Contreras. Slider away. And the count is full up now. 3 balls and 2 strikes on William. The pitch. Contreras chopper to short. Big hop for Swanson. Throws it to first in time. And the Brewers go down in order. And it has been 8 in a row sat down by Justin Steele in this game. We go to the bottom of 5. It's a 1-0 Cubs lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. 98Q Country.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
In the new semester, Brewers College Night this Friday, presented by GE Healthcare. Special College Night ticket, you're going to get a Marquette, UWM, or UW-Madison themed Brewers hat, a $10 concessions credit. That is a big score for a college student. Get your seats at Brewers.com. 1-0 Cubs. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Corbin Burns has been great so far tonight. He'll get Jamer Candelario to lead things off for Chicago. Burns only at 51 pitches as he works here in the fifth, and the pitch missed low. It's 1-0. Cubs have been pretty aggressive against him early for the most part over the course of the night. Burns with 3 strikeouts so far, but a lot of soft contact against him. 1-0 pitch is a curveball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Just the 2 hits allowed. Swanson with a single into left and Happ with that double into left center. That one was all the way back in the first. 1-1 pitch. Missed outside. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Two, one miss down and in. It goes to 3-1 on Candelario. 7, 8, and 9 for the Cubs here in the bottom of the fifth. Candelario, then Morel, and then Gomes. This is a good Cubs lineup. Brewers have done a good job pitching to him so far in this series, though. 3-1, broken background ball to third. Charging it is Monasterio. Throws to first in time, and Monasterio throws out Candelario. And there's one away, EO.
Christopher Morrell. Morrell struck out swinging back in the second inning. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Burns' first pitch is lined through the left side in the left field for a base hit. I have always liked Christopher Morrell and his production at the plate. He's a good hitter. And it was a mystery to me how he did not make this opening day roster, but he has done a nice job since they finally called him up about a month or so into the season. And he lengthens this lineup for sure, hitting in the eighth spot here tonight. Here's Yan Gomes, 0 for 1 with the ground out. Burns' first pitch to him is down and away. It's 1-0. Gomes 0 for his last 11 now. You've got Tauchman in the on-deck circle. Burns in good shape pitch count-wise to stick around in this game for a while. 1-0 pitch. There goes the runner. It's a ground ball through the vacated spot right side and into right field. First to third goes Morrell. And that is a 4-6-3 double play if they don't start the runner. But starting the runner, Terang had to vacate the spot to go cover the bag. And Gomes bounced it right through that right side. That was a beautiful piece of hitting by Yan Gomes. And that is team offense right there for Chicago. So now runners on the corners and one away. And Mike Tauchman is the batter. So now, really the most pressure that Burns has had to pitch with since that first inning. First offering to Tauchman is a little bit high, not by much. Cutter. Could have very easily been deemed a strike, but it's 1-0. Morrell's at third. Gomes is at first. And there's one out. Burns 1-0 pitch. Tauchman held back. Curveball missed outside. It's 2-0. Tauchman has grounded out both times. The Brewers wouldn't mind a ground out here. A ball on the ground at an infielder might get you out of the inning. Monasterio playing even with the bag at third and off the bag a bit. 2-0 pitch is right through there for a strike. It's 2-1. Canna is holding Gomes on over at first base. Adama's playing pretty much back up the middle at short. A couple of steps to the left of the bag. 2-1 missed outside. And he goes to 3-1 on Tauchman. You've got Nico Horner in the on-deck circle. Tauchman's been a different hitter in this ballpark than he's been on the road. He is hitting .257 on the year, but he's hitting .315 in this ballpark. Burns 3-1 pitch. And he missed outside. That didn't miss by a lot either. It's a tough take for Tauchman. But he draws the walk. It's the second issued by Burns here tonight. And the Cubs have a real threat. They've got the bases loaded, one away. And Horner coming to the plate. And Chris Hook is going to come out of the dugout and make a visit to talk to his right-hander. Burns really has pitched well tonight, but a little bit of trouble here. And a little bit of tough luck, too. The ground ball that he got off the bat of Gomes probably would have ended the inning if not for Christopher Morrell taking off with the pitch. Credit to the Cubs. And that got him first and third. Now the walk of Tauchman has loaded him up for Nico Horner. And Horner, who is 0 for 1 tonight, was hit by a pitch and then, of course, grounded out back in that third inning. So big spot here for Burns. First pitch is down and away, and it's 1-0 on Horner. Tried a slider, and he missed by a lot. One nothing Cubs, but they are threatening here at the bottom of the fifth. Burns 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Came back with another slider. Horner a little over anxious on that one. Swung right over the top of it. And it's a ball and a strike on the Cubs' second baseman. Burns 1-1 pitch. And he nailed the very bottom of the zone of the cut fastball. It's 1-2. This is probably about as engaged as we've heard this crowd tonight at Wrigley. Making some noise, some let's go Cubs chants starting to break out. Burns trying to keep them quiet. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball right, actually a liner right to Monasterio, who squeezes it and then runs to the bag at third and doubles off Morrell, and the inning is over. A slider lined right to Monasterio, and that's it for the Cubs in the bottom of the fifth. A huge turn of events, and we go to the sixth. 1-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. BP and Amoco want you to come on back. Earn a free terrace-level ticket to one of 33 Brewers games during the 2023 season by purchasing 7 or more gallons of gas at participating BP or Amoco gas stations. Start a stamp card today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Talking bacon with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
We're back here with Fritz Usinger today talking about one of my favorite things, bacon.
Mine too, you.
Usinger's bacon is something special. What makes it so good?
Well, the short answer is the elves.
Is that short in terms of height or length?
The elves are spicing specialists, and it's all about the nose.
I'm quite macrosmatic myself, you know.
I do. Charismatic, too.
So I have a future in spicing?
Absolutely.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams. All of your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Well, a big double play lined into by Nico Horner, and the Brewers get out of a jam in the bottom of the fifth. A zero put up by Corbin Burns, and that Brewers double play means another $100 donation to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin from the law firm of Hupie and Abraham. Visit Hupie.com to learn more about the winner. It's free guarantee. Mark Canha leads off against Steele in the top of the sixth and takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Jerry Johannik from Green Bay. $250 is the jackpot tonight, Jerry, as Canha takes a slider inside. It's 1-1. That's 250 your way if a Brewer hits a home run this inning. Swung on and fouled back and out of play, and it's 1-2. And then another $100 for each additional home run. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Canha gets a piece of it and fouls it back. One ball and two strikes. Canha 2-for-2 tonight. And he launches one down the left field line. Half racing back into the corner. And he'll run out of room. It ends up just foul and out of play. Push pushing that one just a little bit into foul territory and out of play. There's like no foul territory down that left field line, half banged up against the wall, but a fan caught it. And it's 1-2 here on Canna. Canna went deep in last night's game. That did not have home run distance, but that is a tough corner to navigate down there if you're a left fielder here at Wrigley.
Those are the Bartman seats, right?
Not quite. I mean, you got to come in a little bit from there, but yeah.
That vicinity.
1-2 pitch. Ground ball to short. Big hop for Swanson moving to his left, and on the run he throws to first and retires Canna. One away for Willie Adames. Adames 0-for-2 tonight. Well, Usinger's has been Milwaukee's family-owned sausage shop since 1880. Enjoy the same great taste your grandfather did because Usinger's recipes never change. They're the same ones as back then. Still made the old world Usinger's way. America's finest sausage. Swinging a foul back by Adames. It's nothing and one on Willie. Steele up to 100 pitches now. This will be number 102. And this one's fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-2 on Adames. Mark Leiter Jr. is getting loose in the Cubs bullpen right now. It is quiet in the Brewers' pen. A 1-0 Cubs lead here in the top of the sixth. 0-2 pitch, rather. Swing and a miss. And Adames strikes out. Strikeout number 7 for Justin Steele. And there's 2 outs now for Andrew Monasterio. Oh for 2 with a couple of strikeouts for Monasterio. First pitch to him is in there for a strike with a slider. It's 0-1. One pitch, popped up foul and out of play, and it quickly goes to 0-2 on Monasterio. Well, Craig Counsell has a lot of options on his bench once the Cubs go to their bullpen if he wants to do some pinch hitting in these later innings. 0-2. Liner over the glove of Horner and into right center field for a base hit for Andrew Monasterio. So Monasterio will reach. And he's aboard with 2 outs now for Joey Weimer. Let's see if the Cubs elect to stick with Steele here, or will they go to Mark Leiter Jr. with Weimer coming to the plate. It looks like Weimer is going to be seeing Steele still, who is at 106 pitches. As Steele looks in, first pitch to Weimer. Is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Weimer 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out tonight. 1, line down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a foul ball. Boy, he got out in front of a slider and launched that ball down the left field line. It was foul. But everybody in that Cubs dugout held their breath for a moment at least. Weimer was trying to will it fair. But it was foul. And now no balls and 2 strikes. Steele's 0-2 pitch. Check swing foul over near the Brewers on deck circle. And it stays at 0-2. Boy, when a ball jumps off the bat of Joey Weimer, fair or foul, it is moving. I'm going to talk about exit velocity. 0-2 pitch. And he took down and away with a slider. It's 1-2. Well, Steele, we told you, threw 110 pitches back on August 6th against Atlanta. That was his most of the season. He's there right now. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on pitch number 111. 8 strikeouts for Steele and 6 scoreless. Here tonight at Wrigley Field, 1-0 Cubs as we head to the bottom of the sixth. on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Wrigley Field. Corbin Burns back out there. It's a 1-0 deficit for the Crew against the Chicago Cubs. Ian Happ will lead things off for Chicago. It'll be Happ, then Bellinger, then Swanson. Tough 3-4-5 in this Cubs lineup to navigate for Burns, who's pitched so well tonight. Got the big line-out double play to end the bottom of the fifth when he found himself in a bases-loaded jam. First pitch to Happ is a little bit low and maybe a touch inside as well with a cutter, and it's 1-0. Happ is 1-for-2, had the double back in the first inning. 1-0 pitch. There's the strike at the knees with a changeup, and it's 1-1. Burns only at 70 pitches, so he's in good shape to stick around for a couple more innings. 1-1. Over but low with a changeup. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Happ now with a 7-game hitting streak with his hit tonight. Had a very good season a year ago. 2-1. Ground ball through the right side and right field for a base hit. Not hit overly hard, but it just pulled through that right side. Perfectly placed against Burns for Happ. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Cubs. Just the second time tonight they've been able to get that leadoff man on. And now here's Cody Bellinger, who's 0-for-2 with an RBI in this game. Burns looking in. And the first pitch is a one-hopper to the glove of Terang. Throws to second to cut down Happ, and that is an amazing play by Bryce Terang. That ball was hit hard. And Terang on one hop laid out to get it and then was able to cut down the lead runner. Diving to his right. Boy, what a play by Bryce Terang. So Bellinger at first on a fielder's choice. And now here's Dansby Swanson. The runner at first and one away. First pitch brought home to him, and it's a strike. It's 0-1.
I can't believe he fielded that ball. The velocity with which Bellinger hit it, almost impossible to have enough time to react.
103 miles per hour off the bat of Cody Bellinger. And on you in a second at second base. A one. Missed down and away with a slider. It's 1-1 strike. He just puts on a show at second base. I mean, if you're thinking about coming out to a Brewers game, just to watch Bryce Terang play second base is worth the price of admission alone. It is something to behold. Turn and throw to first, and back in time is Bellinger. And the Brewers had a gold glove quality second baseman the last handful of years in Colton Wong, and they upgraded defensively when they moved on and decided to go with Bryce Terang as their second baseman. Pretty remarkable. There goes the runner, the 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air, right field, tracking it is Taylor, and he will run out of room. It ends up in the stands, foul down that right field line. It's 1-2. Now, breaking news from George Webb. The legendary 12-game prediction is in play again. Brewers need to come back here tonight to try to get to double-digit wins in a row. 9 wins in and 3 to go. We're going to keep you posted on that one. Everybody loves free burgers. Swanson, 1-for-2 in this game. 1 ball and 2 strikes on him. And a ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Bellinger. And the Cubs have a couple of men on now. As Swanson, who has just had good numbers against Burns in his career, came in 8-for-14 with 2 home runs, is now 10-for-17 against Burns in his career. And the Cubs have first and second and one away for Seiya Suzuki. And Victor Caratini is going to come out and chat with Burns to see how they want to approach Suzuki, who they got to roll into a double play back in the fourth. He's also walked tonight. On the mound is over. Now Caratini is out in front of home plate, rolling through the signs to his infield. So Bellinger with good speed at second base. Swanson can run as well. He's at first. Burns looking in. First pitch. And Suzuki took low. It's 1-0. Started him up with a sinker. Probably would love to try to get Suzuki to pound one into the dirt. And give his infielders a chance to do their work. This is one of the best fielding infields in baseball. And for Corbin Burns, you get a lot of confidence in their ability to make plays behind you. 1-0 pitch. Popped him up. Foul territory. Canna giving it a look. This will find the seats just above the Brewers' first base dugout. 1-1, the count here on Suzuki. Cubs have had some pressure against Burns these last couple of innings. They loaded the bases in the fifth. Burns got out of it, trying to get out of another jam here in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. That's over but low with a two-seamer. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Suzuki. He was 0-for-5 in this series. Burns up to 80 pitches now. Nobody in that Brewers bullpen. This is all about Corbin. 2-1. Up and in. Suzuki spun out of the way in time. It was a cutter at 94. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike on Suzuki. Burns trying to avoid loading the bases for a second consecutive inning. But he's going to have to execute a couple of pitches here to Suzuki to avoid that. Corbin looking in. 3 balls and 1 strike. Here's the pitch. And he went around. It was a strike anyway, I think, according to John Lipka. Cutter that might have been a wide strike that time. Three balls and two strikes. I don't think that was a swinging strike. I think that was just a called strike by John Lipka. And Burns might have got a call there. Nothing wrong with that if you're a Brewers fan. Now he'll try to finish him off. Big pitch coming right here. The 3-2. And he got him looking. Cut fastball pretty much right down the middle. Strikes out Suzuki for a huge ortho ASAP strikeout, and they're two away. Oh, beautiful cutter from Burns, almost backing up on Suzuki a little bit. And now here's Candelario. First and second still for Chicago, two outs. Burns brings home the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Six hits now for the Cubs in this game. Brewers with six hits as well. Candelario's 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out tonight. Neil Wheel back towards second. Nobody covering the bag, so no throw to second. He might have had Bellinger hung up a little bit there, but nobody near the bag for him to throw to. Nothing and one on Candelario. A one pitch. Popped him up. Foul territory. Monasterio giving it a look. He runs out of room for that one. It ends up just above the Cubs' third base dugout. And now it's 0-2 on Candelario. Well, the Cubs traded for Candelario for moments like this. Brewers and Corbin Burns, though, trying to shut this inning down right here. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball, and Corbin Burns gets tough again for the second consecutive inning. Two men on. No problem for Burns. He strands him again. It's 1-0. We're through six in Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We're back. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on apple juice.
Gallons of premium Indian summer apple juice, just $2.99 each.
Ay caramba, a hot price on apple juice.
Indian summer gallons, $2.99.
This is a great inflation fighter. Healthy and kids love it.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, it's a 1-0 Cubs lead. Brewers have had some sparkling defense in this game to keep it at 1-0. Notably, Bryce Terang. Cubs have gone to the bullpen. Mark Leiter Jr. is on to work this top of the seventh inning and to work it on the mic. Here's Josh Maurer.
And I think even though Leiter's had a very good season out of that bullpen for Chicago, the Brewers are happy that it's anybody but Justin Steele at the moment. Steele goes six innings through a career-high 111 pitches and gave up seven base runners but no runs. Six hits and a walk. He struck out eight. Victor Caratini to greet Mark Leiter Jr. Caratini 1-for-2, an infield hit. Now the pitch. Way inside, ball one. So Steele leaves in line for what would be his 15th win. But the bullpen's got to get nine outs. Leiter has struggled.